Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Our thanks again to Jesse Agler.
The GOAT.
The GOAT and the Incorporator. Who is going to try to work Savvy B into the broadcast tonight of Game 2 against the Cleveland Guardians at Petco Park. Michael King will be on the mound for the second time this season. He'll be going up against Logan Allen, not the former Padre Logan Allen, who was traded to the Guardians. This is the other Logan Allen, I believe a left-handed Logan Allen, who is... I wonder if we'll see Jose Iglesias at all tonight. Maybe get Manny off his feet. He can DH. But you don't want to take Gavin Sheets out of the lineup. You can put him at left field if you wanted, with no Jason Hayward against a lefty.
Gavin Sheets is a lefty.
That's true, too. But you don't want to take him out of the lineup.
No.
I don't think. Even against a lefty at this point. I don't know. I'll be interested to see Mike Schilt's lineup.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so Michael King is on the mound. And I saw, we haven't gotten to this story yet, but yesterday reports that the Boston Red Sox had reached a six-year, $170 million contract extension with Garrett Crochet, which doesn't kick in until next year, and it buys out his last year of arbitration. Remember, Crochet, not going to be a free agent until after the 2026 season.
So
the
Red Sox, so bad.
Red Sox had a little bit of leverage there and parlayed that, though. Still the biggest deal ever signed by a guy who still had essentially 2 years of control left. Now, remember, Michael King does not. This is his last year. He's going into free agency. So you've got to think, both guys converted relievers. Both guys, you know, near the top of the game and starting pitching.
My dude was fired up when he saw that news yesterday.
If I'm Michael King, if I'm his agent, that's baseline. Like we're asking for at least that and probably more because we have more leverage.
How old's Michael King?
Becoming a free agent. Michael King, I want to say, is like 27.
All right. Crochet's 25 years old.
He's 29.
Okay, so that's a little different.
Yeah, that's a little less leverage.
I love you, Michael. I'm not working against you here. I want you to get your bag. I just hope it's here in San Diego. It would be tough to let that guy go.
But you know, what he gets is what he gets, but I would definitely look at that Garrett Crochet deal at least as being
a base,
something that both sides are going to be working off of in terms of what the value is for a converted reliever becoming a top starting pitcher. Again, yeah, so Garrett Crochet has the advantage of being younger. That makes the Red Sox a little more willing to invest in a long-term deal. Michael King has the advantage of being a free agent at the end of the year and knowing he can hit the open market and pit other teams against each other, which Garrett Crochet would not be able to do. And throw Dylan Cease into the equation here as well. He's also going in and becoming a free agent. Different pitcher, obviously, with, you know, more established as a starter, more established in terms of innings pitched and, you know, going deep into games and pitching all season long. But I just thought that was an interesting number that the Red Sox and Garrett Crochet landed on yesterday.
Yeah, another interesting number is Rafael Devers. I believe it's now, if I'm not mistaken, is it 15 Ks in 19 at-bats to start the season?
I think so.
I saw Red Sox fans spiraling online yesterday and essentially saying, somebody said, yeah, this is called quiet quitting, which is a term that's come around the last few years. Quiet quitting. You just kind of, you give up on your company. You just kind of fade away a little bit. He's in the chamber. He is such a good hitter, like an elite hitter, which is why they gave him a fortune You know the backstory. They get Alex Bregman in. They say, my man, we are going to put you, well, you're going to be our designated hitter now. He said, I don't want to be your designated hitter. I'm your third baseman. They said, yeah, but you're not good at third base. He is. We're trying to win a championship. And he said, I don't care. I had heard from a couple of people that have some inside info that Rafael Devers was literally the most giant baby for about 72 hours when that happened. They had to bring in Big Poppy to essentially follow him around and, you know, get his ass back into gear, sit him down and say, hey, man, you got your money. You're trying to win championships here. I know that coming off of playing a position is hard for you, but go be the best designated hitter you can be. And obviously it has not worked so far, Benny. He is 0-for-19 with... It's the... you look at Luis Arraez. I mean, he's gotten off to a slow start, but he's at least hitting the ball. There's some productive outs. That's a guy that hits in the middle of their lineup and can't do anything.
Saw the stat going around yesterday. Rafael Devers, 15 strikeouts in 5 games, 19 at-bats, 23 plate appearances. In 1995, Tony Gwynn, 15 strikeouts all season long in 577 plate appearances.
It is just insane. It's different, man. It's different. And I think you can look at it like somebody just made the point in the chat. Look, Xander Bogaerts looks like he's a little bit better of a player back at shortstop. I agree. Jake Cronenworth looks like a much better player back at second base. I agree. Rafael Devers looks like the worst player in baseball because he got pulled off of his position. So I think, you know, they're going to have to figure it out. But you can't move Alex Bregman off of third now and be like, but he said he would. He's like, I'll go play anywhere you need me to play, which is the right attitude.
But he's by far the better defender.
Of course.
I mean,
it's so,
by far.
You're so between a rock and a hard place.
It was more of a discussion, I think, for the Padres. Ha-Sung Kim is definitely the better defender, but the gap between Ha-Sung Kim and Xander Bogaerts is a lot smaller, I think, than the gap between Bregman and Devers.
Defensively.
For
sure. Yeah, man. So I don't know, dude. It's tough. It's tough. I had them as my pick to win the East right now, and I didn't believe much in the Yankees. And look, we're only a few games into the season. A lot can change, and it probably will.
So, not that it matters, but of course, the Padres off to this record 5-0 start, the best in franchise history, happens to coincide with the LA Dodgers getting off to their best start since, I think it was 1981.
Which is was expected.
And, of course, because of the earlier games they played in Korea, they are 6-0 and have remained ahead of the Padres, you know, fractionally in the standings all the way through. Will the Padres ever actually catch the Dodgers? Who will lose first in the race to stay undefeated? Remember when the Aztecs went like 30-0 to start the year, the map, and they kept eliminating teams as they went? And, you know, who's the last undefeated team left? Well, we're down to 3 undefeated teams, the Padres and the Dodgers, and then the Yankees. They've only played 3 times. They're 3-0. They get back to action today. But who can last longer? You know, the old last longer
question that men have been asking for many years.
I would say that if the Padres were going to have their day, this is the one. You know, Padres have Michael King, their opening day starter, back on the mound against Logan Allen, the fifth starter for the Guardians. Meanwhile, the Braves, who are as desperate for a win as any team in baseball, will go back to their Cy Young Award winner, Chris Sale, and they'll go against Dustin May, who's certainly a good pitcher, but he's like the fifth or sixth guy in the Dodgers pitching depth chart right now.
But that doesn't matter.
I know.
He'd be our one.
I know.
He'd be our one. He'd be the Yankees one.
Dodgers are still favored, -145 on ESPN odds in the game.
That's heavily favored.
Padres are -175 today. So
crazy.
They're the bigger favorites, at least, in the game. How long can this keep going?
Dustin May's our one, yeah.
Both teams, I don't know.
He's our two.
Cease and King both have a good argument that they could be as good or better than Dustin May.
They're like 1A, 1B, 1C.
Starting a playoff game. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. You had Glasnow yesterday. It's your 4. I mean, it's stupid. So, yeah, the 6-0 surprise by them is not...
I mean, think about that, though. The Dodgers are favored to beat the Braves, who most people at the beginning of the season said, if anyone was going to beat the Dodgers, probably the second best team, favorites to win the NL East. The Braves have their Cy Young Award winner, best pitcher on the mound. The Dodgers are going down to their fifth or sixth starter. And the Dodgers are still favored to win this game. Will the Dodgers be underdogs at all this season? I don't think so. I think they'll be favored in all 162 games they play.
The only
unless, you know, the Padres keep just winning like insane.
No, the only way is
injuries.
No? Is if Glasnow's arm explodes or Roky Sasaki's arm explodes and they have to bring up a Landon Knack or Ben Kasperius makes a spot start, who's really good. I mean, he's really good.
And they'd have to be facing a good starting pitcher.
Yeah, they may be favored in 162 games, which would be insane. I don't know that that's ever happened.
I'm sure it hasn't.
That's crazy.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's rare in football. It's rare in college football where a team is favored
every single game.
You're going to go on the road against a rival. At some point, you're going to be 1.5 or something in a game. Could the Dodgers be favored in every single game they play in a 162-game baseball season?
I'll tell you what, if I see the Dodgers plus 1.5 this year, I'm hammering it. Just so you know, I'm hammering it with everything I've got. We'll see what happens. But no, they're obviously a good team. They're off to a really good start, but so are we. And so are we.
We'll see. I like the game, at least, to see who can keep it going as long as possible and keep that undefeated record. Because, see, you know, every time you win, it counts just as much as winning in September. Remember all the seasons the last few years where the Padres would hover around 500 and you're just like, can they just get a few games above 500? You know, give them some breathing room. Well, you know what? You can create some breathing room from 500 early in the season as well. They're already 5 games above 500. Win a few more. Keep it going.
Keep
here
it rolling,
while you're hot.
Man. No doubt.
Know, keep this momentum
going
and keep winning games. Get to 6 tonight. Get to 7 tomorrow. Have a good road trip. You know, come back. Beat the Rockies. Win, you know, and be 12 games above 500 after 2 weeks of the season, and then you can play 500 baseball the rest of the year.
But
don't shoot for that.
Don't even think about that.
I'm just saying that's
how it works for some teams sometimes.
I love this team. I really do. I'm very, very impressed with what I've seen so far. I just enjoy so much when the game starts. It's been... Yeah, it's so much better than sitting here at 2-3. You know what I mean? Just going, oh, well, I don't know. I don't know about this team, and we were concerned, and this and that. And yeah, man, there's still things that I look at and go, oh God, is this going to last? But that happens every single year, you know. And I think you're seeing star players around the league get off to really slow starts. They had a list yesterday, and you'd be, it's Julio Rodriguez, it's Rafael Devers, it's really good players in the game that have gotten off to slow starts, you know, and some teams as well. There's absolutely teams that have started slowly this year, Ben, that will be playoff teams. It's so friggin' early. I'm going to try not to get too high, and I'm certainly not going to get too low.
You know, and we can kind of wrap up some of the scores from yesterday. What's real and what's not? I mean, the Brewers.
Real or fake?
The Brewers have looked terrible.
They look horrible. They've given up.
They've played 4 games. They're 0-4. In the last 3 games, they've given up 43 runs.
That was insane.
The 2-2 to the Yankees, but they lost 11-1 to the Royals yesterday.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't the Torpedo Bats, was it?
The Twins have also looked awful. Yesterday, they got shut out 9-0 by the White Sox with old friend Martin Perez making his first start for the White Sox. 6 no-hit innings, a career-high 9 strikeouts, and 3 walks before Will Venable lifted him after 93 pitches.
Wasn't it against old friend Chris Paddock, who just got crushed?
And Chris Paddock got crushed in that game as well. I mean, we talked about it earlier this week. You can't turn on a baseball game without seeing a former Padres pitcher somewhere.
Nope.
Let's see. The Giants are off to a good start. They're 3-1, a little overshadowed by the Dodgers and Padres, but they beat the Astros 7-2 on a Wilmer Flores 3-run home run. The Cardinals and Angels are both one-loss teams. The Cardinals suffered their first loss in 10 innings. Angels scored 2 in the 10th, beat the Cardinals 5-4, and the Halos are now 3-1 to start their season. Reds clobbered the Rangers 14-3. Pete Alonso hit his first home run of the season, made it grand slam. Mets over the Marlins 10-4, and we talked about the Cubs routing the A's during Don't Do This, but some of the results from yesterday in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, just remember, long way to go. Long way to go. Win today.
All right, we didn't get to the we talked about Jurickson earlier. We didn't get to the Mike Schilt audio. I'd love to play that.
It's great.
We can get to Mike's reaction when we come back with more Ben and Woods. Check traffic coming up, and then we continue on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, Woods and I want to talk to you about trustandwill.com. Not something you probably spend or want to spend a lot of time thinking about, but it is important that you make sure that your family's needs are taken care of if something should happen to you. And there's a simple, affordable way you can do it without going into a lawyer's office by going to trustandwill.com.
Yeah, very simple. It's just a website, and they will walk you through it, hold your hand through the entire process. You do it. You enter the code FAN when you check out at trustandwill.com. You'll get 20% off and free shipping of your estate documents shipped right to your home. You throw them in a drawer, and then it's there. You let your significant other know, hey, it's in the top drawer if something happens to me, and then it's done. You don't have to worry about it again.
I mean, for me, you know, the thought of having to, like, pick a lawyer and, like, having no idea. I don't know any lawyers. I mean, this, you don't have to pick anything. You just go follow an easy process. You'll have your documents shipped quickly and, again, affordably. Use that code that Woods mentioned, FAN. Get 20% off plus free shipping of your estate documents by going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go until 10 o'clock. You'll have our Rindle Report coming up. I agree. Dominic in our YouTube chat. Mike Schilt's reaction to the Jurickson news. This is a perfect reaction.
Perfect.
I really liked the way Mike Schilt handled it. He has a lot of humanity, you know, in behind those glasses and all the baseball talks and strategy. There is some humanity to Mike Schilt that
I think
there's
a
players,
lot of humanity, not some.
Yeah, there's that I think players do really appreciate, and he connects with his players and it resonates.
I mean, how do you not feel that way about Jurickson Profar? He summed it up exactly the way that I feel.
If you missed it, here's what Mike Schilt said right after finding out the news.
I literally just found out before I got out here, and I love Jurickson Profar no more or no less right now than I loved him an hour ago. I still love him, and you know, I don't know the circumstances behind it, but I know the person it is, bro, and I love the guy.
Are you surprised by it? Considering everything you do know about it, are you surprised by it?
I don't know what you want me to say. Yeah, I'm surprised by it. I mean, I think, you know, yeah. I mean, all I can tell you is I don't know the circumstances, so I'm not going to speak to it. All I can tell you is I love Profar, and I'll support him regardless.
That's
perfect.
That's the bond of, and Manny said the same thing essentially after the game, too. He said he'll always be my best friend. I mean, the guy, he didn't kill somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Took some HCG and was trying to get an advantage, and he got in trouble for it. Didn't kill anybody. Didn't beat up anybody. You know, it is a weird, baseball is a weird scene where, you know, again, a guy like Marcelo Osuna gets 20 games, Jurickson Profar gets 80, you know, and we all saw the Marcelo Osuna tape. Which is worse? I think the Marcelo Osuna tape is way worse,
honestly,
than what Jurickson Profar did.
I also believe there's a bit of a weird reaction from fellow players. Sure, the Braves are going to be disappointed and let down that Jurickson is going to miss 80 games and the playoffs. But there's also part of them that knows why he did it.
Of course.
He did it because he wants to be on the field and helping his team.
Of course.
That's why they all do it.
Yeah.
I don't think even Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds, I don't think they did it necessarily because I want to break records and I want to smash history. I think they did it because they are competitive and wanted to perform as well as they could for their team and their teammates.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of crazy because that does sometimes lead to record-smashing performances when you can be on the field more because you have, you know, used steroids and PEDs to recover in ways that people who aren't using them can't. So it's not fair. It's definitely an uneven playing field, and it should be regulated, and it should be disciplined the way it is now. But it's not something that I think players view as evil or necessarily trying to get over on the rest of them.
No, I mean, look, it's not domestic violence. You know what I mean? That's something where it's like, hey, man, I don't know that I want you on my team. Like, you just beat your wife on video. That's not a guy that I'm, like, going to be stoked about welcoming back with open arms. But a guy that takes steroids and you know, gets popped for it is not somebody I'm going to loathe on a personal level.
Yeah, Goose says, didn't Manny call Tatis dumb after he got popped? I don't remember his exact quote, but they all think that. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it, be smart
about
it.
Don't get caught.
Yeah. But they're more mad about you getting caught than they are about you actually taking steroids. Now, there's some guys, especially back in the 90s, like, hey, I'm trying to play the game clean, and you're taking food, you know, money out of my pocket, my family's pocket, by, you know, you're putting up better numbers, so I'm not getting the same contract. There is that element to it, but it's definitely been, I think, diminished more in recent years, and players are at least more tolerant, I think, of, you know, the idea of that some guys do this just because they need to keep their careers going, or otherwise they wouldn't be able to recover.
Yeah, Adam Paul is actually right. I remember Barry Bonds, you saw what McGwire and Sosa were doing, and you wanted in on that. You know, again, I don't know.
Just like when you see torpedo bats, you kind of want in on that. Hey, if it works, I want to try that.
Yeah.
I want to do that. What's working for them can be working for us. Maggie, I don't think that's true, Ben. I could be wrong. It's just my impression that I've gotten over the years from talking to baseball players, and, you know, it's just how I think. I'm sure it's not a universal opinion.
No.
I'm sure they, like all people, I'm sure they all view it a little bit differently, and some are probably very strongly against it and probably are outraged by Jurickson Profar testing positive. I just get the sense that a lot of them, maybe a majority of them, are like, yeah, I get it. Too bad for him, you know. We'll move on.
It's like you've been embezzling money from Odyssey for years, and it's like what I tell you. Just don't get caught. Do what you want. I don't judge you. I'm still going to love you. Paulie's still going to love you. The audience is still going to love you. You're our guy.
I don't even have a company credit card.
Just don't get caught in your embezzlement schemes
Don't even have a company card. How can you embezzle money?
I saw you back going through Adam's wallet, back on his desk, dude. Yeah, I mean,
you're not doing it because you're a bad guy.
No.
You're doing it because you want to be here for your team every day. You just want to drive here in a Lamborghini.
That's exactly right. You want not to pay for your gas and things like that. And I get it. You know, there's a part of me that gets it. But you know, just be careful when you do it. Okay.
But, you know, if you want to go back, we don't have to rehash our whole discussion. But what was 7 o'clock this morning? We shared all of our thoughts. I thought it was a good conversation about Jurickson and how we felt about it. And, you know, whether this taints any of his legacy from... Just don't raise your eyebrow. You can use the word taint in a completely different sense, Woods, than you use it.
I have a moral dilemma I wanted to bring up. As I just vomit in my mouth like Ben. I got a text last night, Benjamin, from a former San Diego Padre, not somebody we've talked about a ton on this program, but I got a text at 8:02 p.m. And I want to know...
Kevin Quackenbush.
No.
No, I'm just guessing.
But I wanted to know what I should do with this text. This is pretty fascinating. He says, not sure if you know anyone in the front office, or you can go off script with AJ Preller, but me and some of my buddies are watching Kyle Hart pitch, and he is tipping pitches in his windup late.
Uh-oh.
And I said, no kidding. I love baseball. I watch a billion games a year. I couldn't tell you if a pitcher was tipping if you put a gun to my head. I really couldn't. I can't tell in adult league. I can't tell anywhere. And by the way, if a pitcher's tipping, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Like,
I saw a side-by-side from like a spring training game a couple of weeks ago, and it was like, see? Clearly, he's tipping his pitch.
You're like, what?
They look the same.
So he says, I said, no kidding. What's he doing? He said, he's tipping. He said, I can see it from first base, the way he tucks his glove on his delivery. And I said, okay. And he said, you know more people in the organization. It's your info. And I go, well, what am I supposed to do with this? I think I would feel kind of like a buffoon if I texted that to AJ Preller and said, hey, just FYI. Also, like, if they're seeing it, Schulte, Ruben.
Well, but weren't, I mean.
If I knew Ruben well enough.
Weren't the Guardians seeing it? Why weren't they teeing off if they knew what was coming? Now, Kyle Hart is not Randy Johnson, but I saw recently that
he would tip on purpose.
Randy
almost.
Johnson like tipped every single
pitch.
Didn't matter.
Did not matter.
Did not matter.
Chipper Jones said it.
Yeah.
Chipper Jones goes, I knew exactly when that dude was throwing a slider. I knew exactly when he was throwing a fastball. And
most of the time, it didn't matter.
And
didn't
he's like, I told him, hey, bro, you know, you tipped. He's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm Randy Johnson. I throw 98 from the left side. I got a devastating slider.
I will say, don't text AJ.
Who would I text?
I don't know.
Should I text like Tony?
Maybe.
If Tony, if you're listening, will you just spread that info? It's from a literal ex big leaguer.
Someone.
He played in the big leagues.
What's up, my dudes? How you doing?
I'm assuming usually someone from the Padres organization is listening to this program.
Okay. So somebody passed
You now have that information inside the organization. It's now on you as to decide what to do with that.
Please let me clarify too. This is not from me.
Right.
I couldn't spot it in a lineup. I would never know. This is not me going, I think he's tipping his pitches. Somebody saw something, and I think it was the way he was just doing his glove or whatever, and it was like, oh, here comes off speed. Oh, here comes fastball. Oh, here comes changeup. That's good info to have if they didn't notice it already. And listen, just because a guy is telling you what doesn't always mean they're going to get teed off on, but it may be something to notice. But I was... For a split second, I thought, do I text this to AJ? And I said, no, that's a...
Ruben?
I don't have his number. No, I would. No, yeah. I have his... I follow him. He follows me on Instagram.
DM him on Instagram?
I might, actually. I should I?
He can always just delete it. I mean, I don't think he's going to be mad at you.
Tell Mudd? No, I feel embarrassed. I just feel embarrassed. What if Kyle Hart goes out and gives up 7, and then it's my fault?
And you didn't, I didn't tell anybody. Said anything? Ooh, that is kind of on you at that point.
Then it's my fault.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. Very, very weird.
Mudd's not the worst call. He's a pitcher and,
You
know, works for the organization.
Yeah.
It's not the worst call.
But, I mean, again.
He can decide what to do with it.
I feel like they would know it. I do. I feel like they'll have that info. It was a weird feeling, though, to get. I was like, oh, thanks for trusting me with this. Don't know what to do with it. I'm terrified.
Or maybe the person was just dead wrong and thought they saw something that they didn't.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, but him and his buddies that played in the big leagues are sitting there watching going, oh, yeah, he's tipping.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, we will get to the Rondo report.
Do?
That's like I said. I think maybe texting like Mudd or someone is not the worst idea. Or Tony, that's a big leaguer who works in the organization, but is also in media, so it kind of relates to us at the same time.
Okay.
All right, Paulie, what do you have for us in the Rondo report?
We have some, I guess, breaking news in baseball.
Okay.
Somebody that the Padres. Maybe was on the radar over the last couple of years
Jerks
as an announcement.
Jerks and Profar?
Not Jerks and Profar.
I was like, because we've already done that.
Yeah. And men everywhere
you could
rejoiced yesterday.
Jake works for the Padres.
Jake who?
Peavy. Works for the team. That was Nate's idea. All right. We will come back with the Rondo report.
You do it.
I don't have Jake's number.
You have Tony Gwynn Jr.'s number.
I do.
All right, you do it.
Coming up next with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
All right, 7 Mile Casino is San Diego's best card room. It is easy to get to on a day like this. It's kind of dreary. It's not an outside day. It's an inside day. Card playing. A great indoor activity on your cold dreary days. And 7 Mile Casino is the place to play California-style blackjack, pie-gal poker, Texas Hold'em, and Baccarat.
Yeah, the environment is great, too. You got to love where you're going. I mean, playing cards is always fun, but playing it in a place where you really don't feel like you should be, that's not so much fun. This does not feel like a dingy, dirty, dark card room, because it isn't. It's a smoke-free environment. They got delicious food, drinks, friendly people, and it's a great atmosphere.
TVs all over the place, and on the nicer days, I mean, it's a covered patio, so you actually can go out on a day like this. You can look out. You might even see, like, Don on his mini yacht out there on the bay. Did you see he caught a yellowtail after the game last night?
I saw that.
That was crazy. He went after the game, that night game, went fishing, caught a yellowtail. You can actually see Don out from 7 Mile Patio, because it's right there on San Diego Bay on the west side of the freeway, so easy to get to. Such a great spot. It's our spot. Make it yours. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Again, with great power comes great responsibility, Ben.
I hate to have to issue corrections and retractions on this program, but
I'm so embarrassed.
I am incorrect. I apologize.
Yeah, it was
spreading bad information around San Diego.
It was a yellowfin croaker that Don caught last night.
Yellowtail croaker, I think.
Yellowfin croaker.
Yellowfin croaker, not a yellowtail.
Not a yellowtail.
Which one's hamachi when I order it at the sushi restaurant? Because that's what I like. I like hamachi. Is that yellowtail or yellowfin?
I think that's yellowtail.
I think that's yellowtail.
Yeah.
I like the hamachi.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sushi?
That's probably it.
Really?
Yeah, probably the same.
I mean, you know, good tuna belly, Toro.
Yeah,
very,
Toro's
very
good.
Tasty, and a nigiri, just a piece of nigiri sushi. What about you, Paulie?
Like a dragon roll.
Dragon roll. Does that have shrimp in it?
Yeah. And then just regular California roll. Very simple.
Simple. And that's how we probably mostly got introduced, the imitation crab, avocado, wrapped in the rice.
I'll eat avocado in my rolls.
You will, because you're not an avocado guy.
Mm-mm.
I love avocado everywhere.
I just don't smear it all over everything.
I didn't like sushi for a long time.
Same.
And then started getting into it. I'm like, oh, this is really good. But just, it's like ordering nothing but pepperoni pizza, like a California roll. You know what I mean? Like, I still am like a little bit
nervous.
Or I just don't know exactly. Like, I don't want to order something if I don't know exactly if I'm going to like it or
what
it's going
to look like. You feel a little bit like it's chicken tendies and mac and cheese when you go in and you're like, oh, let's do a California roll. I'm just going to keep it basic today.
It's definitely not the healthiest item. I love the crispy rice where they fry the rice and then put the spicy tuna.
So good.
And the avocado, and you're just some jalapeno on top of it. Ooh, yeah, that's a tasty app.
Save that whole thing. Just now what he just said. All of
it. Yeah. All right. Paulie's got the round report. Final headlines of the day right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Alrighty.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
We will start off in Major League Baseball. I was kind of teasing you a little bit earlier, but Lance Lynn is somebody that always found his name kind of connected to the Padres in some way over the last few years.
Like 7 years in a row, I feel.
Not quite as much as Joey Gallo.
No, right. You know. Nobody as much as our beloved Joey Gallo. But Lance Lynn has an announcement to share. Earlier this morning, he made it via his wife's podcast, and I'm going to play about a minute of that for you right now.
So, there's the update. I'm officially retiring from baseball right here, right now. But, you know, there might be a little something fun around the corner upcoming weekend. Yeah. So, stay tuned. But from Major League Baseball, I am done pitching.
Well, do you have any final words for all of the people who've been watching you for the past 15 years?
We always joked, like, if I ever had a Hall of Fame speech, it would start and end with, "You're welcome."
I knew that.
Right. But no, in all seriousness,
dynamic.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed competing and all that, and I hope you did too. And if you enjoyed watching me play and cheered for me, thank you. And if you cheered against me, you are welcome, because you always need someone to root against and you always need someone to root for.
Lance Lynn calling it a career. Looked at his numbers. Not a bad pitcher.
No, man. That's a good year.
No Hall of Fame trajectory or anything like that.
Now, this wasn't April Fool's. Is he April Fool's-ing us? Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm signing with the Diamondbacks.
It's possible.
I mean, it is possible. His idea was maybe converting to a reliever.
Yeah, he was going
to
be closer.
Yeah. But no takers during spring training.
The pitcher confirmed on his wife, Diamond, her podcast, April Fool's Day. However, Lance Lynn was not joking, he said.
I mean, you got to file paperwork, so I don't know if that's been done or not. All the MLB reporters, everybody's saying, like, yeah, he has retired.
If I were him, I just saw a picture of his wife, I'd probably retire too. Yeah, spend more time at home. Yeah. Just be around as much as I could be.
He ends his career with 143-99 win-loss record and a 3.74 ERA.
That's really, really solid, man. That's very, very solid. I would also stay home with Diamond and podcast all the time.
Yeah, according to Baseball Reference, their Hall of Fame monitor statistics comes up well short of Hall of Fame level, but very good career. 30 WAR pitcher over his career.
Anthony Sandoval, who are the five greatest podcasters of all time? Diamond, I couldn't agree more.
I hope his big surprise that he said is not a broadcasting career.
There's the pitch, grounded to third.
You're welcome.
Thrown across, got him.
Welcome.
All right, and you know, that's it for sports today. Yeah. We kind of hit everything else. A couple of new news stories from the world of Hollywood. Men everywhere rejoicing yesterday with the news that Sydney Sweeney, it's back on the market. She is officially single and broken up with her former fiance. There was a report a couple months ago, maybe, I think we talked about it. The wedding had been postponed, and the wedding has now been called off.
Good thing I'm going to the gym today. Good thing I just had this protein shake. Ben said earlier, we were talking, he goes, why does this affect your life even in the slightest? And I go, you know what? I don't know. I don't know why.
You're like, I don't know why, but it does.
I don't know why it does.
You could be a single man living in the same neighborhood as her, and it still doesn't affect your life at all.
It could be your next door neighbor and her condo. Hey, you doing, Sydney? You're single now. Yeah, don't even think about it.
She was engaged to a businessman, I believe he is, Jonathan DeVino.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just feel like that might be the biggest fumble.
See,
in history,
did you ever have that Notting Hill fantasy where you you met a celebrity like actress that you had a crush on?
Of course.
And somehow you end up
she fell in love with me.
Fell in love, and I'm just a boy
standing in front of a girl. Oh, Janine also says, "Good thing you're married." That, also, you're right, Janine.
Of course.
Good thing I'm going to the gym, and good thing I'm married to my celebrity that I met. She's my Notting Hill. I don't know what. Pauly thinks it's a fumble. Is it a fumble?
It's the definition of a fumble.
Why is it a fumble if you spent several years together and it didn't work out? I mean, they're, not to be crass, but you're like, all right, well, I mean, she was mine. She was mine.
Could have been yours forever. Hmm. Now she's going to be Pete Davidson's.
100%. Or Ben Higgins.
Ooh,
I saw the meme Pauly made back in the day of her on Hot, what's that show?
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones.
The spicy.
She's looking out, that meme that went everywhere, and we just put your face right in there. I said, Sydney Sweeney is now single, and I think we know why. Dreaming of our beloved Ben.
Affects my life least of all.
Right.
And then
your life less than mine
even
or Paul's?
Less than yours.
How so?
I don't know, but somehow it does.
Well, you've lost all the weight. You're on TV and radio. Yeah. Multimedia. Yeah.
Happy man. I'm a happy man.
Could be a happy man with Sydney Sweeney.
Correct.
And then we'll move on. We didn't talk about this yesterday. We have a very ton of sports to get to from the weekend. But interesting scene on SNL over the weekend. Morgan Wallen, Woody's favorite, was the musical act on SNL. And it was, at face value, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but if you've watched SNL ever, you've seen at the end the host and the musical talent. They're standing on the stage with the whole cast behind them, and they say thank you, and then the camera pans out while the credits roll, and they all stay on stage, and they hug the cast members, shaking hands, etc. Well, everybody noticed right away that Morgan Wallen, like, couldn't even wait for the thanks for watching. He was walking right off the stage, could not be out of there quick enough.
I thought originally he may have to go to the restroom.
That's what Keenan Thompson thought.
That happens to me a lot. You guys know that, where I'm like, guys, I got to go. I did it at the broadcast. Yeah. I do it in this show. Yeah. And when then I got to go.
An Instagram story from Morgan Wallen, like minutes later, of a private jet in New York, and it said, get me to God's country. Everyone's like wondering, what the hell happened?
What was your deal, man?
There's no need to be rude.
He had been hired and... Did he get paid for that? I don't know that they do.
I think it's exposure.
I don't want to say hired.
Exposure. He does it. They get the benefit of having him on.
Yeah.
He had been invited
to sit around. His job's done.
He had been invited several times, and then they like cancel it because he dropped an N-bomb or was arrested or any of the other things that's wrong with Morgan Wallen. And so everyone's like, what the hell is going on? And then some person that was there told like People Magazine or one of those outlets, I was at the taping and Lorne Michaels was not very nice to Morgan Wallen. So maybe he was upset with that.
Could happen.
I don't know.
Could happen. Man, I feel like
if you're there, you can't wait 30 more seconds.
It's like literally 30 seconds, but
Just for appearances, even if you don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, it is awkward just to walk right off when everyone's still. You're on live television.
Yeah,
you could just stand there and glad hand for a moment.
Look,
it's not going to kill you.
I'm not a Morgan Wallen fan by any stretch. Not at all.
Really,
not even a little.
I could have sworn you loved Morgan Wallen.
Person said, I was at this taping when Morgan came up to the stage. Lorne turned his back and walked away.
Mm.
They claimed it was obvious and purposeful.
So why hire him in the first
good point
place,
too?
You know,
right.
Like,
I mean, if you're gonna come, you can be there.
Yeah.
Might as well treat them. You know, they're your special musical guests. Treat them nicely.
Sure. Whole album coming out, which is essentially. That's also me waiting for the asteroid to hit, a double album of Morgan Wallen. I'm praying for it to happen any day. I've heard a little bit of it. Were they playing that at the baseball game the other day?
It
sounded like it. Yeah, I think they did it on purpose. We were playing a game, Ben, on Sunday, and I went out to my position at first base. And they were blasting who I think was Morgan Wallen behind me as I was throwing balls to the infield. And I was like, are they trolling me? Because they know I hate Morgan Wallen. If so, it's pretty brilliant. But I did not pay it any mind. He's just not a fan of Morgan Wallen. That's fine though. If you are, I love you anyway. I'm like with Jerks and Profar. I'm not going to love you any less.
Let's see. Thank you, Paulie.
Brandon says, seems like Ben is annoyed with Woods. Yeah, it's pretty standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't hide it as well at the end of the show.
What did I do to annoy you? Just trying to be dynamic and have some fun in here.
I think the accusing me of stealing from Adam's wallet was probably today's last straw.
The embezzlement?
You're just mad
you got
caught.
But we'll be fine tomorrow.
Yeah, I told you. Do whatever you want.
I'll forgive you.
I don't mind that you're stealing from Adam. Just be careful with it and don't get caught.
I didn't mention it yesterday, but... nice start for Stephen Kolek in his first appearance at El Paso. 5 shutout innings for the Chihuahuas on Sunday in a 13-2 win over Sacramento. Jonathan Perlaza, home run, 6 RBI. Tirso Ornelas, 3-for-4. I think they were off yesterday. I believe this week the rest of the minor leagues get started. So Triple A was underway. Now we get the rest. Double A, San Antonio. Single A, Fort Wayne. Low Single A, Lake Elsinore. Getting their season started as well. So we'll have more Padres minor league updates for you going forward.
We're going to talk to our pal Clark Fahrenholt this week and get the full update on what's going on in the Padres minor leagues. I want to make sure that we are on top of that because actually there's some guys that are going to be able to help this team this year. And Clark from Mad Friars is going to help us kind of sort that out and what guys are going to do and what guys we can expect to see and who's gotten off to good starts and whatnot. We talked a little bit about Campy got off to a good start down there. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right, I'm about off to face my second day of my new schedule.
How'd it go? We should have talked about it in the open.
It was good. I mean, I had fun. It felt like a long day, just different. I kept asking everyone around 2:30, like, when do we all take our 30-minute nap?
Yeah. You think you can get one?
Around here, because it's... I'm tired now. I'm not used to... This is usually my downtime in the middle of the day. But, you know, ultimately, got to talk about Jackson Merrill, did a couple of stories. Today, I think we're going to focus on Padres hot start, obviously.
Well, and you got home at 6:30.
And I got home, yeah. There was no traffic. I couldn't believe it. There was no knock on... Well, not even a knock on wood. I know that's not going to hold.
Right.
But yeah, I like left right before 6 and got home at 6:30. It was crazy. No traffic going up the 5 at all.
So you basically had a 5:30 to 6:30 day.
Pelotoned, watched the game, had dinner at home.
Got a good night's sleep.
Not my usual schedule. Got a really good night's sleep. Didn't even need my alarm to wake up this morning.
Incredible.
So we'll see. You know, like I said, Paulie, some good things here as well.
He was ahead of me on the freeway. I saw him and I passed him at like 100 miles an hour because I did not want him to beat me to work again.
But then I pulled in and you waited for him.
I did. I did. So, well, I love you. You know that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. All right. That is just about all of our time for today. Braden is coming up next. Woodsy, where are you going? You're Morgan Walling us. You've already left the stream. Are you walking out the studio? You can't even stay for the last 30 seconds of this live program that you get paid to be on every single day. You can't even stay for the last 30 seconds.
Get me to God's country, a.k.a. my gym in PB. All right?
That's it for us. For executive producer Paul Reindel and the aforementioned Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Enjoy Jesse and the Incorporator tonight. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. right here on 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.